it seems to, as though things are flashing green for a change, as though we're seeing some actual promise in the macro economy, if you will, which trickles down to us in many ways. You agree with that assessment? And what do you see out there?
You're exactly right that there seems to be a green light now on economic growth nationally and regionally. I've recently examined this to see which were the regions that were participating in the economic expansion here and the recovery. I found that actually Kentucky outpaced the U.S. in employment growth since the recession. We make a lot of heavy durable goods here that are very sensitive to unemployment rates, et cetera. General Electric, Ford, even Toyota had slowdowns in their production. In the case of Ford and General Electric, there were a lot of layoffs. And then as the economy picked back up, they've added the same number of people back. As far as the regions go, actually the fastest growing in terms of raw job growth since the recession ended was the Bowling Green-Hopkinsville region. Bowling Green has been a fast-growing place for a couple decades now, largely due to Interstate 65 and the university, the West Kentucky University. And they've gotten a lot of growth in manufacturing and just a lot of new people moving in there. They've had, I think, two or three times more housing starts than Owensboro, which is about the same size city. So Louisville and Bowling Green, and then I would say Northern Kentucky have been your three fastest growing since the recession. Others are not doing so badly. Cumberland's doing fine. Owensboro-Henderson, fine. Northern Kentucky's fine. Even though Northern Kentucky took a pretty good hit with the Delta hub, they reduced their flights quite substantially. And Lexington is come back slightly stronger than the U.S., about 9% job growth since the recession ended, which is about 3 percentage points more than the U.S.
We've seen the advent of improved industrial robotics, automated translation, artificial intelligence coupled with neurophysics becoming more intuitive, adaptive on their own. And these are being adopted also in manufacturing, clerical, retail work, professions like law, financial services, education, and medicine. What are the implications of all that?
All of that is made each employee more productive in the sense that each employee is responsible for more total sales or more total production. From one point of view, it displaces labor. On the other point of view, it makes the economy bigger, which then people have more income and then they buy things and we buy different things and more things, which makes the economy grow. So there's always these technological innovations and waves of them coming on.
So it's all, change has always been pervasive. It's just we become set in our ways and maybe less able to adapt.
I think people are more adaptable. You have to be as a matter of survival. It's just that the waves that we're having now, it's an information revolution as opposed to a tractor replacing a shovel or a horse. It's not a physical thing. It's an information processing, which actually puts a premium on having a good analytical education. It used to be you had Walter Cronkite telling you how it is. Now you've got 1,000 people telling you how it is, and they're all wrong. there's a premium on being able to think for yourself and process contradictory information and scattered information, and those people do the best in this kind of revolution.